There was nothing about those of us who were saved before we knew the Lord that caused God to look at us and say, I see some potential in that person. No, all the potential was in the saving grace of God. All the potential was in Him. There was nothing in you that made God say, I see something good there. That's a diamond in the rough. Nope, the rough part was there, but there was no diamond to be found anywhere. You know, now and then I hear Christians point toward unsaved people and say, you know, with that person's ability, he'd be a real asset in the kingdom of God. But I want to tell you that until a person trusts Jesus Christ, they have nothing to offer God. I've got news for you. There's nobody in this world that has some skill, some ability, some talent that God needs. Acts chapter 17 tells us that neither is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he gives life and breath to all. No, God doesn't look down at us before we're saved and say, I see something in you that draws me to you. There was nothing in us that attracted him to us that is not what caused him to pause. God didn't stop and look at us because he saw something that caught his attention in a positive way. We were ugly spiritually before we were dead. We were wallowing in our own filth. But the second thing we see in the text is that God chose to call you to himself. He said in verse 6, when I passed by you and saw you squirming into your blood, I said to you while you were in your blood, live. I said to you while you were in your blood, live. You see, it is as if God looked across the field of this world, and the New Testament tells us the field is the world. And God saw you wallowing in your filth, and God chose to call you to himself. He didn't choose to call you because of you or anything in you. He chose to call you not because of how wonderful you were, but because of how wonderful he is. He chose you. You know, sometime I've heard it said, and I've said it myself to unsaved people, you need to choose Jesus Christ. But it seems I remember Jesus in the New Testament saying in the Gospel of John, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. You know, we want to take some part in our salvation if we can get by with it. And so we talk about things like giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus? Before he saved me by his grace, my life was nothing but just a little puddle of filth lying on the ground. No, salvation is not about me giving something to him. Salvation is about him giving something to me, his life. To as many as received him, gave he power to become sons of God. It's not me about me giving, it's about me receiving. God, in his infinite love and mercy, has looked down on you and said, I see you there, and I choose out of my own wealth and abundance of love and grace to set my heart on you and to love you. I want you to be mine. Now, I want to tell you something today. If you're in this building and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and there is something in you that you can't really explain, but for some reason there's some part of you that's saying, I really would like to be a Christian. I really want to know the Lord. I want to tell you that desire, however slight it may be, does not originate from you. The Bible says there is none that seeks after righteousness. No, not one. If you have the slightest inclination, however slight it may be, toward giving, coming to Jesus Christ and giving up on your self-life and saying, Lord, I want to receive you. If you have the slightest inclination, you've got a reason to get excited today because that shows God is calling you to himself.